بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: اخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبي فقال: كن في الدنيا كانك غريب وعابر سبيل. وكان ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما يقول: اذا امسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح، واذا اصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء، وخذ من صحتك لمرضك ومن حياتك لموتك. رواه البخاري. Continuing with the hadith, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught hold of me by both my shoulders and said to me, live in this world as if you are a stranger or a traveler. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma explaining the deeper meaning of this hadith. He used to say that when it is nightfall, then do not expect to live till the next morning. And when you got up this morning, إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءِ, then let there not be expectation that you will live till this evening. Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to explain this in the following way. He would often give this advice: إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا قَدْ ارْتَحَلَتْ مُدْبِرًا وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ قَدْ ارْتَحَلَتْ مُقْبِلًا. Very often we explain this, that one of the great misnomers and misunderstandings that many of us have with regards to time. It is said that time is that makhluk and that creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whose movement defies logic. Generally, the overriding principle with anything is that if you apply energy to it, or if you apply power to it, it moves forward. You sit in a car, you press the accelerator, it goes forward. Likewise, a ship or an aeroplane or anything. And unfortunately, many of us are of this mindset that time also is moving forward. Time is advancing. But the reality of the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that time is that makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is not advancing or moving forward. It is receding. No, not any one of us is gaining time. We are losing time. The fact that we got up this morning, it's a new day. But the day that has passed was not a gain, it was a loss. We are never ever getting it back. We are gone one step closer towards the qabr. And this is what Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu is saying in this. إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا قَدْ ارْتَحَلَتْ مُدْبِرًا. He says this world is receding. Every day you are losing some part. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّام. That, O Ibn Adam, O Insan, you are a collection of days. You are a collection of days. In ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ. Every time a day passes, a portion of you is lost. And this is such a portion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is, it is gone forever, it's not coming back. You can't bring the time back. Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا قَدْ تَخَلَتْ مُدْبِرًا. This dunya, this world is receding, it's going away from you. وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ قَدْ ارْتَحَلَتْ مُقْبِلًا. And akhirat, the qabr, akhirat obviously starts with the qabr. قَدْ ارْتَحَلَتْ مُقْبِلًا. It is coming towards you, it is advancing closer and closer all the time. And then he gives an interesting analogy. He says, وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ. He says the dunya has its children and the akhirat has its children. The word banun means children, or in this context, we'll translate it as slaves. Those who serve it, those who have made it their goal. The akhirat has its slaves and the world has its slaves. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, فَكُونُ مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ. He says, I am imploring you, pleading with you, that become the slave of akhirat. Become the servant of akhirat. Make akhirat your goal and your objective. وَلَا تَكُونُ مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. Don't be the slave and the servant of the dunya. Why? Logically, if you are going to make dunya your object, you are making something that is receding. getting less and less and less your objective. And if you are going to be the slave of Akhirat Muqbila, it is becoming more and more, it is coming closer and closer and closer to you. And then Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu terminates this advice with this expression, فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ. Why? Because today, in this world, this time that you are losing all the time, is your only opportunity to do amal. Is your only opportunity to do good deeds. Here there is no hisab. Here in reality there is no reckoning. And غَدًا, tomorrow, akhirat, hisab wala amal. Hisab wala amal. Day it is only reckoning. Day it is too late to do any amal, so don't delay. وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ. Look at the evocative manner in which Quran appeals to the intellect of man. وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ. If only you could see. If only you could see. وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. When the mujrimeen, the sinners, نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. The heads lowered in humiliation and disgrace, in the Rabbihim, before their Rabb, what will be their lament? What will be their cry? What will be their regret? Rabbana abasarna wa sami'na farji'na na'mal salihan inna muqinun. They will say, Ya Allah, today we seen, today our eyes opened up. Abasarna wa sami'na, we have seen and we have heard. So what will be the lament? What will be the regret? Farji'na, send us back. Namal salihan, now we will do good deeds. Inna muqinun. Now we have conviction, now we believe. But, فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ. The place for good deeds is now. Here there's no reckoning. Once the hisab and reckoning starts, the door to amal and deeds will close. So coming back to what Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said, which is actually the meaning of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, live in this world like a stranger or a traveler. Count yourself amongst the residents of the grave. Don't procrastinate. Don't delay. Give everything you have now to earn your akhirat. In your sadaqah, in your charity, shaitan will tell you, wait. When it comes to your dunya and your worldly aspirations for this ephemeral existence, for this transient world, you are making plans for 10, 15, 20 years when you don't even have guarantee for this evening. So Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءِ وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الصَّبَاحِ. When it is night time, don't expect to live till the morning. And when it is morning, don't expect to live till the evening. وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَّتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ. Allah gave you health now. Maximize the potential of your health to earn your akhirat. There are two benefits in this. There are two benefits. When you have your health, if your health is used to create what we call ma'mulat. Now what is ma'mulat? What is ma'mulat in layman's simple terms, understand it like this. That whilst a person has health, he is able to utilize his time in establishing certain amal. And if he perseveres on these amal, then these amal become a way of his life. For example, if you are in a habit, mashallah, a healthy person, he wakes up every morning for tahajjud, and he reads 6, maybe 8, maybe 10 rakats of tahajjud every day. He's got his health, so he reads 2 or 3 paras of the Quran every day. He's got his health, so he takes part in gush, he walks in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all sorts of deeds he does. But he does it regularly. Then what happens? Eventually sickness will come, weakness will come. The inability to do what you are able to do in your health, that time and that period will come. If whilst you have your health, you establish these ma'mulat, this pattern of amal, and you maximize the potential of your health, you will receive reward for it on the one hand. And secondly, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu is saying, خُذْ مِنْ صِحَتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ. Take from your health for your sickness. Such is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in your health, once you've established a pattern of amal, you find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَرِضَ الْعَبْدِ أَوْ سَافَرَ يقول الله لملائكته اكتبوا ما كان يعمله صحيحا مقيما او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when a person becomes sick or he goes on a journey, now these are two impediments, sickness and obviously being on a journey. Impediments what? To his normal ma'amul, in other words, his normal pattern of amal, whatever good deeds he used to do, because of a journey or because of sickness, he is unable to do it. Such is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says to his malaika, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ لِمَلَائِكَتِهِ. Allah Ta'ala commands the malaika, اُكْتُبُ, write down whatever he used to do when he was healthy. And whatever he used to do when he was muqeem, in other words, he was not on a journey. Once he's established a pattern of amal, for example, the person was healthy, he used to wake up for tahajjud. Now he's too sick, he can't wake up for tahajjud. The malaika ordered, write down his tahajjud, even though he's not doing it. Write down whatever good deeds he established as his ma'mool, as his daily practice, when he had his health, when now that he is sick, he's unable to do it because of sickness. But when he had his health, he did it. Allah Ta'ala commands the malaika to write down those good deeds. So such is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and such is the importance of this advice. خُذْ مِنْ صِحَتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ. Whilst you have your health, establish a pattern of amal. Pattern of amal means that which you do regularly, not that which you do today and leave tomorrow. Do it regularly. If you do it regularly, and then when you are unable to do it, you are still going to get the reward. Provided we do it regularly, we make it part of our daily ma'amul. And this is why Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. He said, Allah doesn't love that today you do 100 ibadah, the next day you do 10. No. Allah Ta'ala loves that you do, if you can only manage 11, then do the 11 every day. Allah Ta'ala loves this. أَدْوَمُهَا. A'mal that you are able to persevere on. So set a ma'mool. Set a pattern every day, and whilst you have your health, maximize the potential of that and do it regularly.